The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
This is day 33 of Love Now. Today's title is Above All, Put On Love. Christine Kane said, "Life is too short, the world is too big, and God's love is too great to live ordinary." Our text today is Colossians 3, 12 through 14. "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and, if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony." In Colossians 3, 12 through 14, Paul outlines how Christians should conduct themselves in their relationships with others, particularly within the context of church and community life. In verse 12, Paul encourages believers to put on certain qualities that reflect the character of Christ. The verb translated "put on" is the first word of the sentence in the original language, highlighting the emphasis to clothe yourself with these qualities. The Greek word means to be dressed or clothed with, in the sense of sinking into a garment. In essence, Paul is calling Christians to embody these characteristics of Christ. Christians are to clothe themselves with compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. In verse 13, Paul continues to describe the attire worn by Christians, emphasizing the importance of forgiveness. Christians are to bear with one another while forgiving in the same manner that Christ has forgiven them. This aspect of our spiritual attire emphasizes the importance of maintaining unity and peace within the community by releasing personal grievances, which can foster divisions. After Paul has given a list of Christ-like qualities that believers should be spiritually dressed in, he concludes with the overarching virtue that binds all others together in perfect harmony: love. Paul writes, "Above all these, put on love," in verse 14. Love is the outer garment that covers all other qualities. You could call love the overcoat of the Christian. If you possess all other character traits mentioned in verses 13 through 14, but do not possess love, believers give an incomplete and inadequate portrayal of Christ. It is love that leads to compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, and forgiveness. We must, above all else, put on love. Stephen J. Cole illustrates the necessity of love amid the context of today's church. "A little girl stayed for dinner at the home of her first grade friend. The vegetable was buttered broccoli, and the mother asked if she liked it. The child politely replied, 'Oh yes, I love it.' But when the broccoli was passed, she declined to take any. The hostess said, 'I thought you said you loved broccoli.' The girl replied sweetly, 'Oh yes, ma'am, I do, but not enough to eat it.' 'Do you love your fellow Christians in the church?' 'Oh yes,' you say. 'The Lord commanded us to love one another. I love the Lord's people.' 'Well then, why are you and that brother not on speaking terms?' 'Him? He ripped me off in a business deal, and he calls himself a Christian.' 'I see. Why are there hard feelings between you and that sister over there?' 'Her? She's a gossip. Do you know what she said about me behind my back? The Lord knows that I've tried to be nice to her, but there has to be a limit on how much you do for someone like her.' 'Okay, yes, we love broccoli, but not enough to eat it. We love the brethren, but not enough to work out our differences. Have you ever thought about what it would have been like to have been part of the first century church? We often glamorize it, thinking how wonderful it must have been. But remember, there was only one church per city. If you lived in Colossae and became a Christian, you were a member of the church in Colossae. In Colossae, there wasn't a church for Jewish Baptists, and another for Gentile Presbyterians, and another for Scythian Charismatics. If you didn't like the church or had a falling out with someone in that church, you were stuck. You couldn't jump in your chariot and commute to another church down the road if you liked that one better. You either had to work out your problems or stop being a Christian. Those were the only two options. Today, Christians who get their feelings hurt just move on to another church. Why go through the effort, the bother, and the pain of working through relational problems? Just go to another church where the people are more loving. And when you get hurt there, don't worry. There are dozens more churches in town. You can go for years without ever needing to work through hurt feelings and damaged relationships. All the while, you can smile politely and say, "I love broccoli, but not enough to eat it." But if that's the way you choose to deal with relational problems, you'll never learn the reality of practical Christian love. The truth is, we're a lot like porcupines. As long as we keep our distance, everything is fine. But when we start getting close to one another, someone's going to get stuck. If every time you get stuck, you move on, you'll never know the true joy of Christian love, and the testimony of the Lord's church will suffer. If we are to grow in our love for others and be the community of Christians God so desires, we must put on love above everything else. Here are some questions to consider today. Look back over the list of qualities that a Christian possesses found in today's scripture. Which ones do you need to put on? In what ways do you see love binding everything together in perfect harmony? How do you view love as the overcoat for the Christian? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.